Have you started cooking from scratch, but you're still trying to save money on your grocery budget? Do you desire for your family to have food security, even in the face of emergency? Buying in bulk and creating a pantry and food storage system may be the solution for your family's needs. Today, we're going to be talking about the benefits of creating a bulk pantry, the top places I recommend purchasing in bulk, how to make bulk purchases economical for your family, and the ins and outs of creating a well-organized pantry. There is going to be a ton covered here today. If you're ready to save money and start a bulk pantry the easy way, keep listening. Hey Mama, welcome to the Farm Family Table, where you can find encouragement and practical tips for living the healthy homesteading life that God is calling you to. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, farm wife and mom of two littles. I know that you want to provide the best food for your family while being more self-reliant. And I believe there's a way to start homesteading with less stress, more joy, and more time focusing on what matters most, faith and family. Want to learn how? Join me as we build our homesteads together. So pop in those earbuds and start that load of laundry because we're about to dive in. Hey ladies, I am really excited about today's episode. I can't wait to share some easy, practical ways you can build a bulk pantry at home, save money, and have confidence that your family is prepared for the future. If you enjoyed today's content, just a reminder, you can find more free resources on our website at farmfedfamily.com. Check it out and don't forget to subscribe to our email list so you can get instant access to new recipes, gardening tips, and exclusive content. Also, we'd love to answer your questions. Very soon, we're going to be bringing you question and answer style episodes. If you have a question related to gardening, cooking from scratch, or anything in between, you can submit it using the link in the show notes to get your question featured on the show. All right, today we are diving into building a bulk pantry for your family. This is something that I've been doing for the last couple years now, and I've gradually expanded our food storage over time. The more you cook from scratch, the more you start using the same basic ingredients to create so many different dishes. So for example, if you're used to purchasing, let's say, enchilada sauce, that's kind of a random thing, but we'll go with it. You probably only use that can when you make enchiladas, right? I mean, it says so right on the label. But if you make your own enchilada sauce, you're using broth, tomatoes, oil, seasonings. How many other recipes call for those same ingredients? So you can buy those ingredients in bulk and use them for many, many recipes. That way you have more ingredients on hand and you can make a larger variety of things without running out of ingredients. Having bulk food stores has been so beneficial for our family, and I do want to share a few reasons why this can be something so amazing to incorporate into your household as well. First of all, buying in bulk saves you money. There are things that I can save anywhere from 25 to 50% on when I buy them in bulk. And I know cooking from scratch already saves you a ton of money as compared to buying convenience foods, but the bulk prices just add to those savings. It's like the cherry on top. You're already saving money by cooking from scratch. The buying in bulk just takes it one step further. Buying in bulk also saves me time. I only go to the store about once a week, and I absolutely hate when I run out of something and I don't have more on hand. If I use something up, I want to have another one on the shelf that I can grab and use right away. So having bulk stores keeps me from getting frustrated in my kitchen, and it also saves trips going to the grocery store. And it's actually more convenient to have food on hand than making multiple shopping trips, especially since I'm usually taking both the girls with me in the cart. There's hardly room for anything to go in the cart anyway. And it just, you know how it is with toddlers. It's an ordeal to go to the store. Also, if you're an impulse buyer, that's a double win because you'll spend less money going to the store less often. And the third reason why I really recommend keeping bulk food stores is having food security in case of an emergency. And I'm not a doomsday person that takes a lot of stock in social collapse and prepping and having years worth of food. But I do think it's a good idea to have enough food that could feed your family for a week or more. Natural disasters can happen anywhere. Where we live, blizzards are very common, and that could keep you from getting to the store for several days. Or there could be supply chain issues that prevent you from getting common foods that your family eats regularly. And I think with COVID, we all kind of have our eyes open to that, about how dependent we are on our supply chain. All it takes is one recall to wipe shelves and to make prices skyrocket. So it's nice to have that confidence that if anything happens, you're in a place to provide for your family. And it also puts you at an advantage to be generous to others and to be able to be the light of Christ in maybe a dark situation that might happen. Now, if you're somebody who is totally new to the concept of what a bulk pantry looks like, I want to take a minute and talk about foods that I store and how I store them so you get a visual of what this might look like for your family. So I store almost all of our bulk food in our basement, which in a perfect world, I would have a huge walk-in pantry right off the kitchen that I keep all my food in. But we have a small kitchen with limited space, so our food goes in the basement. We do have a deep freezer down there, a shelving unit, and we keep a handful of food-grade 5-gallon buckets. So that is primarily the areas that we use for food storage. The deep freezer is mostly beef, chicken, and garden vegetables and fruit. The beef and chicken we raise ourselves, so after butchering, our freezer is pretty much packed and then kind of dwindles down after that as we use things up before we butcher again. The shelves are what I use to store all my canned goods. Some of them are home canned goods, some of them are purchased. Things like tomatoes, jams, applesauce, beans, all my bottled oils. I also store all my larger packages of bulk spices on those shelves as well. And then in the 5-gallon buckets, I have dry grain storage. So I've started grinding my own grains, so I'll keep bulk wheat to turn into flour. And I also have rolled oats and rice just for consumption. I do have some pantry storage upstairs where I keep smaller containers, and then I tend to just refill them out of what I have out of the basement. I'll occasionally bring things up and refill as I need them. The things that are upstairs are more what I'm using right now, and the downstairs is all my bulk extras. Okay, so now that you have kind of that visual of what a bulk pantry looks like, let's talk about where you can buy in bulk. So I know I said buying in bulk saves you money, but you do have to be smart and comparison shop for the best price. And you always want to compare cost per ounce. So I'm going to go over some basic math here, because if you're anything like me, your math skills might be a little bit rusty from time to time. And that's okay. No worries. You're a busy mom. You're changing diapers and changing the world. We don't always have time to brush up on our math skills. So to calculate cost per ounce, you're going to take the price of the item you're interested in and divide it by how many ounces are in the product. And that's going to tell you how many cents it costs for each ounce. Then you can compare items evenly, no matter the packaging or the amount that's being sold. So my favorite place to buy in bulk is Azure Standard, which is a very popular one in the homesteading world. If you are not familiar with Azure, they are a Christian natural food company run out of Oregon, and it's kind of like a co-op. They have trucks that drive all over the US and they stop at different drop points. You put in your order online and then they'll give you the day and the time you need to meet the truck to pick up all your stuff. I like to buy my big bulk items here. So my 25-pound bag of oats, my 25-pound bag of rice, my bulk spices, coconut oil, things like that. But like I said, you need to make sure you compare when you shop, because Azure isn't necessarily always the cheapest and they do charge for shipping. So the other two places I like to look for natural foods are Vitacost and Amazon. And I just want to put a disclaimer here that I am not getting paid by any of these companies to give them a shout out and tell you to buy bulk there. So just so you know that, these are places I actually use and like. I'm not getting paid to tell you this. Vitacost is great because they do offer a lot of coupon codes and you can combine coupons, which is the best. I'm such a nerdy coupon lady. I just get a high when I can find a coupon and apply it and then find another coupon and use both and have twice the savings. It just makes me really happy. So I like that about Vitacost. Their food selection is not bulk, so like you're not going to get a 25-pound bag of something. But sometimes with their discounts, the individual packages are actually cheaper per ounce than buying bulk from Amazon or Azure. So that's why I said you always have to do that comparison and double check the cost per ounce, because sometimes buying the not in bulk, the smaller package, if you can get it at a discount, sometimes it can actually be cheaper. So things I like to get from Vitacost include avocado and olive oil. I like to get my Redmond's Real Salt there. Healthier packaged snacks for the kids like Annie's brand or Kind bars. And any food supplements like aloe vera gel, protein powder, those types of things. And if it's a good sale, I'll typically stock up and I'll add it just in my bulk stores in the basement. Amazon can be a good option as well, and they pretty much have everything, and they often have low prices. The free shipping is nice. Downsides with Amazon is there's usually no coupons, and I am a little more concerned about the quality from Amazon. I really trust Azure and Vitacost that when I order food from them, I'm going to get a good product that is intact after shipping, so not something that's expired or gone bad or the containers busted open. And when you read reviews on Amazon, it feels much more like a gamble in that regard, that you're not going to get your product that's quality or in good condition. So one thing I do want to address with buying in bulk is how to make it affordable for your family. I know that it might seem counterintuitive that buying in bulk is cheaper when you might spend $1,000 on 1 month of groceries. And I personally like to make big bulk purchases at the beginning of the year, fill up my basement, and just run on those stores for a while. That's what's most convenient for me because I don't like to go to the store often. I don't want to have to be purchasing and picking things up at the Azure Drop every month. And the investment offsets over time because the following months are going to be lower while you're not making purchases. So that's a system that works well for me. It's something that we plan on, so we have that money up front to use. But the downside is that if you are a family that's on a tight monthly budget and maybe you're just considering buying in bulk for the first time, you might not have the resources to pay for a big bulk order up front. And if that's the case, while you're easing into buying more bulk items, choose one thing per month that you want to buy in bulk. Maybe 1 month you buy the 25-pound bag of rice. Then the next month you stock up on oils. Then the next month you buy flour. You're accomplishing the same goal, but you're doing it little by little. And over time, as you start to save money on groceries, you could take the money that you saved and set it aside to have as a bulk grocery fund. So then if you want to start combining some of those purchases and not have to maybe do a pickup every month or do a bulk order every month, you can combine them and save yourself a little bit of time. All right, and the last thing that I want to talk about in regards to building your bulk pantry is how to keep your food storage organized. This is really important because if it's not organized, it's not going to be helpful or useful for your family. And the last thing you want is to buy something in bulk and have it go to waste. So how you organize your food storage depends a lot on your house. And you can absolutely make this work in small spaces too. I don't want you to think that you have to have a big pantry. I mean, I just told you that I didn't, but maybe you don't have a basement either. You can make this work with pretty much any size home you have, but you do have to get a little creative. So if you have an actual walk-in pantry to store food in, that's awesome. If not, put food in your basement, put it in a spare bedroom, a spare closet, under beds. You can get so creative and tuck food into a lot of different places if you're really motivated to do that. I will say the more random places you use, it does get a little bit harder to keep track of it all, but it definitely can be done. I think a really practical scenario would be to have shelving somewhere to store cans, jars, bottles of things. So like I said, whether that's in your basement, maybe that's a closet in your hallway, you have some nice shelving to put things. You can use plastic totes in your basement or under beds to store bulk spices or really any foods that are sealed in plastic. And use food grade buckets to store grains and other loose dry stores. And those buckets can also be kept in your basement, or they could even be kept in your garage. You just kind of have to be sure that the buckets are well sealed and that you're not having pest problems. I also really recommend investing in a deep freezer if you have the money and space for it. And really being able to purchase meat in bulk will save you enough money that it'll actually pay that freezer off pretty quickly. And it really increases your capacity to store nutritious food for longer periods of time. So having that meat ready to go or things like fruits and vegetables out of your garden, that's so valuable. If you're not in a place to buy a deep freezer just yet, you can cram a lot of stuff in your fridge freezer. I know my husband and I did that for a while when we were first married, before we bought our deep freezer. But the deep freezer does allow you to have a much bigger capacity of what you can store. And it's hard to do the bulk meat with just a fridge freezer. Another thing to think about when you're getting your bulk pantry organized is often bulk quantity items will come packaged in either a sturdy paper like flour does, or sometimes they'll come packaged in plastic. Ideally, you want to transfer open food from the original package to airtight containers right away for the best long-term storage. So things that are in large quantities, I would recommend using the sealable 5-gallon buckets. There is a little bit of investment in the buckets, but it's going to be worth it because you're going to be using them long-term. For smaller quantities of things, either quart size or gallon size glass jars are excellent. They hold a lot, you can see what's in them, and you don't have to worry about if the plastic is food grade and if it's going to be leaching into the food over time. Make sure that when you are putting things in your pantry, you're labeling and dating them. So you're using the oldest first. And then when you restock, make sure you're adding the new things to the back or to the bottom of the pile. I know sometimes that's inconvenient. We want to just kind of throw it on the shelf and throw it in front. But this really helps things to get used in the order that they need to, that we're using the oldest first. And it also helps things to not get lost or forgotten about, which can happen so easily. And like I said, the last thing you want is to spend money buying things in bulk and have food get wasted. So your homework after this episode is to start researching the best place for you to start buying in bulk. So this could be, see if you have an Azure drop near you, start looking at maybe some different places online you might like to purchase, or one that I didn't mention is Costco. We actually don't have a Costco near us. The closest one is 3 hours away, so we don't shop at Costco. But I've heard you can get some nice things in bulk there, and they have a lot of organic stuff. So that might be something to check out as well. Purchase in a way that makes sense for your family financially, and go gradually if you need to. There's no reason you need to buy everything bulk up front. You can do it over time if that's what your family needs to do. And find a system to keep yourself organized and making sure that there is nothing wasted. So whether that's putting in shelving or labeling or using the clear glass containers, whatever you need to do to kind of help you stay organized and know what's what. Buying in bulk can be a satisfying way to save money, save time, and have better food security. If you're interested in getting started in this, start by buying just a few key things in bulk. Think about what are things that you're always running out of? What does your family really like that they'll eat up? What staples do you cook with most? Focus on those things and then expand from there. Okay, ladies, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you are motivated to start your own bulk pantry. There are so many benefits for your family. I pray that God would guide you and bless you as you work on building up food stores for your family. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that you leave this episode encouraged in Christ and equipped with practical knowledge for your homestead. If that's you, will you take 30 seconds right now to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? Your review blesses me so much and helps other mamas find this podcast and start their homesteading journey. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait to talk to you next week.